Hello.
Hey, Miss Moody.
May I ask who's calling?
Hey, this is Zach. We had talked a while ago about your property on Chelsea Road.
Yes.
Yeah, you filled out a web form. Do you recall?
I'm trying to remember. I've been
Okay.
going through a lot of stuff.
Well, regardless, you're looking to sell the house, yes?
I was thinking about it, yes.
Okay, gotcha. Well, what's got you interested in selling? We're interested in buying it. I have houses in the neighborhood, or neighborhood area, really. I don't know if you're familiar with was that Har I think it's Harlow Lane, yeah. But we have houses in the area, so that's why, I'm calling you, because you filled out a form and we have other, property land out there. Are you still here?
Yeah, I'm just trying
Okay.
to figure out what he wanted to do because he was talking about it because of the situation we're in. But I don't know what he's wanting to do. I have to find out exactly what he wants to do.
Right.
But if you can call me back like on Monday or Tuesday, I can definitely give you an answer.
Okay, and when you say
He's
he, your part, is that your partner?
Yes.
Okay.
It's his property and everything, so
Right. I just want to be transparent here. It's public information. I saw that it was, maybe a notice for foreclosure.
yeah.
Is that something that you're trying to work through and kind of avoid?
Yes.
Okay.
He wants to keep it, but he don't know what to do. He wants to be able to stay, or if someone buys it, at least allow us to stay for a year so we can get to where we can move. Or buy it back from that person, or whatever.
I mean, I would be open to that.
You would?
I would be, yeah.
Okay,
We
well.
work within the state. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. If you're willing to do something like that, see, that's what he's been looking for, to get. He's been trying to keep it because it was his grandmother's property.
Sure.
But he didn't. I told him, I said, I don't know anybody. The guy that I did know, he no longer lives over here. He lives over in California, but I haven't talked to him in like years, so I don't have his phone number. And
Sure.
he would have been one to, buy it out, and we just buy it back from him just by renting it to, like, almost like rent to own it back.
Yeah.
But it's just going to him. But we would be responsible for anything that goes on with the house because we're buying it back. But I told him,
Sure.
I said, if you want to sell it and just, talk to the person, allow us to be here for about a year or two, and then we leave, then that's one thing. Do a contract with them.
Sure.
And he said, if we could find someone that'll do that, then he might be willing to do that. So,
What
that.
county is it in again?
King William.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. I was getting
Yes, sir.
confused, but okay. So,
Yeah, we're right here where West Point is, but the line where West Point is in King William, but we're just at
yeah.
that line. So we
Okay.
use the West
That's
Point
what was throwing me
post
off.
office.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little
Okay.
town over by it, right, we're right on the other side of the line.
Yeah. Yeah, and I apologize. I have property over there. We working within the state, and we help people like in situations like you guys. We help them every month. So it gets confusing sometimes. I get kind of gridlocked with the maps. So
Yeah.
are you guys, and I know this is a personal question, are you, and tell me if I'm asking too much, but are you guys still together?
The house is in his and his ex-wife's name. His ex-wife and I are friends, and I'm with him. We became friends after they had separated. She moved out and they got a divorce. He stayed here because it was his family property, but the property is in his and his mom's name, but the house is in his and his ex-wife's name. The land was put up for collateral to get the house. So, yeah. He's like, I kind of wanna, still be here, but I don't know how to do that. I don't know who to talk to. I said, I don't know. I said, I'll make some calls and see if I can get people to, find out from people how to work about this, because I know there's people out there that can do that. I just don't know if I'm going to call the right numbers. So, and that's what I was worried about, So if you want, let me talk to him and give me a call back first thing tomorrow, and
So,
we can set up getting together.
excuse me. The sure. Do you what, his name is
Lance Moody.
right. Okay. And I know it's a lot of land over there. What do you got, about 5 acres, I'm thinking?
Yeah, it's just a little bit over 5 acres.
Okay. So,
Yeah.
the moratorium it's being helpful right now. I'm not sure if you're aware of that or if you know what I mean by that. But
No.
there's a pause on foreclosure at this time, and it goes into effect at the beginning of next month. So is she kind of on board with everything? Do y'all have a
Oh,
good
she.
relationship?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
She told me to find out what I could do, because eventually it was where I wanted to buy it out, but I don't, my credit's not good enough to do that. So I can't do that. And I told them, I was like, I don't know what to do to help, to help out and everything. So,
Okay.
yeah.
And how many bedrooms and bathrooms is the house?
It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom home. Open living room, kitchen area.
So this was gifted to him, correct?
Do what?
This property was gifted to him? Is that what you said? Or
The property is in his and his mom's name. His mom,
Catherine? Or that's his
yeah,
wife. Okay.
Catherine Maffick, yeah, is his mom.
And she's still living?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
But I wanted you to talk to him so he, for him to understand and make the right decision, because he wanted to sell it, but then he turned around, he was trying to find somebody that would buy it, but allow him to, either buy it back or give us at least a year or two to be able to get to where we can move. Be able to
Sure.
pay them rent on time, but be able to move.
And yeah, I'll definitely, while we're on it, what is his contact number? And I'll let before I talk to him, you can talk to him.
Okay, his cell number is area code 804 718 1406.
Okay. And ideally, how much do you guys owe? Are you behind?
I'm not sure exactly.
Okay. So I can talk to him. And this, what do you know approximately the square footage?
The house is 16 by 72.
Is it a mobile home?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And as far as doing a rent back, you know, that's been that I'll be willing to do. Is it loud? Can you hear me right?
Well, I can hear you.
Okay.
It's a little loud, but I can hear you.
I got a plane that just landed, so I'm sitting here at a hangar. Okay.
You're
well,
fine.
I can definitely give him a call, or if you want to introduce me, that's, you know, either
yeah.
or would not be an issue. You know, I'm pretty available today. I have
okay.
quite a busy schedule tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. How about?
Do you want me to just give him a call and let him know I talked to you? Is he working right now?
Not at the moment, but he is working tomorrow, but he is in the middle of doing a couple things for his boss right now.
Okay.
He's not like working right now. He's doing a couple things. His boss called him and asked him to come do over his yard real quick. But then, tomorrow he goes into work.
Okay. And, what does he do for work? Just out of curiosity.
He does lawn maintenance and maintenance with the company, Joey Saunders Construction over in West Point.
Okay. And ideally you guys, you know, want to stay there,
yeah.
correct?
Yes. At least for a year if we couldn't, you know, be able to buy it back.
Sure. Okay. How about this? I'll be available till 9 p.m. this evening. I have a few things in between now and then, but if you want to give them a call and just kind of let them know that, you know, basically what we discussed, you know, I have property over there, so.
Okay.
You know, I'm
comfortable. And get to where maybe we can meet or something.
Yeah, absolutely. I think just the first step would just let, you know, have a conversation between the three of us, or you just let
right.
them know you talk to me, and I can either talk to him while you're present, or I can talk to him, you know, if you want to be
yeah,
on that
I'll,
phone call.
I'll do it. Yeah, that would be good. Let's see. I'll tell you what, before you retire the number tonight, give us a call tonight.
Okay. How does let's see. How does 5 p.m. look? Or is that, do I need to go a little bit later?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind going a little bit later.
Let me see.
Any time of the best time would more than likely any time between 7 and 9 right now, tonight.
Okay. So how about I just call at 7?
Okay.
And then we can all three talk. And if you would, just reach out to him and let him know. And,
I definitely will.
Yeah, okay. So
he'll
I'll call.
He'll be home after a bit. So.
Okay. So I'll call you, and you guys will be together. Let's just say 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll call at 7 p.m.
Alrighty.
And you're Miss Moody, is you, that's your last name as well?
No. I'm
okay.
his girlfriend.
Okay. And I
Heather
apologize.
Is his ex. Oh, no, you're fine because
I didn't catch your name. No, you're
Shannon
okay.
Huffman.
Shannon Huffman. Okay.
Yes.
Are you related to any Emily's? Emily? Okay. No, I'm just curious.
I've had one other person ask me that, and I said no, and they said, okay, I'm glad you're not. And I'm like, why?
Oh.
The other person said, oh, it's because, well, Emily was a, well, friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. We'll leave it at that. I don't want no more.
she was, I just knew her through people, you know, that's why I asked, you know, it's a small world. So,
oh, definitely. And I never know until the last minute. Oh, well, I've known this person for this long and I didn't even know it. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, that's kind of how life works, right? You
yes,
kind of get to
enough.
know somebody by not even knowing them.
Yes.
But also, you know, advice is free, so that's why I'm careful who I take it from.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. So what I'll do is I'll call you at 7, and
okay.
I'll just be prepared to talk to Lance and you.
Yes, sir.
Does that work?
That works.
Okay, good. And in the meantime, what are you guys paying rent wise there now, or I guess the mortgage?
It's $675.
Okay.
Yes.
And okay. Do you know when that's due?
It's usually due at the first of the month.
Mm-hmm.
By the 10th or the 15th, I think, is when it becomes late.
Okay.
Yeah, it becomes late.
Does that include all the $675? Does that include all taxes, you know, everything?
It was, as far as I know of, it was everything what I was told.
Okay.
They did, if I'm not mistaken, I think Heather said it was an adjustable mortgage.
Yeah.
Where sometimes
they
it'll
go
it 7 or 8.
Yeah, it's based on the current market.
Yeah. I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But yes,
well,
sir.
When is it due? That's the last question. Do you know when the maturity date is due, meaning the last payment?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, we can figure that out. So... We'll figure it out. I mean, this isn't something that, you know, I haven't dealt with before. And, you know, like I said, we work within the state, you know, affordable housing. And so let's leave it at that. And we can kind of go in the right direction here later this evening.
Okay.
All right. And
thank you so much. And I will talk to you at 7.
Okay. Sounds good. I appreciate it. And, you know,
thank you,
giving
me the hope.
Well, there's a solution. I just got to work through it. And I think we can make something work with it. I mean, I've dealt with a lot of things that are quite tricky. And, you know, this is just everybody gets behind, right? We're human. Everyone, you know, makes mistakes. It's a learning curve at the end of the day. So. We will,
yes, sir. That is the truth. It's a very big learning curve, and I'm one to definitely say that.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to being able to help you, and we'll talk at 7. All right.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Yep. Talk soon.
You too.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.